You're listening to Event CEO, a podcast for executives who are looking to maximize their event ROI through business strategy, technology, and innovation.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Event CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Linder, founder and CEO of Linder Global Events. And today, we're thrilled to have back on the show for a second installment, William Griggs, founder and CEO of virtualrealityrental.co. URL, same as the name. I love it. If you missed last week's episode with William, I recommend you go back and download it. There's lots of really interesting information about virtual reality, and there's some other opportunities to talk about augmented reality, I think, in the future for us. But today, we're going to do a short question round consisting of three questions I ask all our guests. All right, here we go. William, you ready?
I'm ready. Thanks for having me.
Of course. What's the most innovative thing you've seen done, either at your event or an event you've attended?
When you ask that question, there's one that sticks out the most. And that one is an experience where they were able to combine virtual reality, which obviously I love, but with real world smells and feelings. So imagine you're in virtual reality, you're seeing something cold and you feel cold. You feel like you're driving in a car and you feel the wind because you're in a convertible and you feel the wind. You walk by a horse and you smell a horse. Now the horse is a made up example, and they made it very simple. They brought in real world elements to basically accent and improve the virtual experience. So again, thinking about smell and thinking about feeling, that can apply to a lot of different experiences, and they make it low tech. When they wanted to have a smell injected as a part of the experience, they literally just put it under the nose of the person with the headset on. So you don't even have to get that fancy. It was literally just, there it is. The person had the headset on. They had no idea. Someone was putting it under their nose, and it was fully immersive. And they talked about that experience. They tweeted about that experience. And they went on about that experience.
So interesting. I love it. Thank you. What's the best use of technology that you've utilized at an event or seen at another event?
There's a couple that come to mind. The first one is, I'm going to blank on the name, but I'm sure folks have started to see this type of technology, which is a very smart kind of name tag. There's a couple of new companies coming out where they have a very smart name tag, and the name tag actually allows you to not only transfer contact information to fellow participants or fellow attendees, but also allows you to download slides. As a presenter, you can actually transfer a PDF. You can transfer a presentation to the people. You have like a call to action. People click the button. They've got it now in their email address. And so there's no more like, hey, let me follow up after I get the slides. There's no more, hey, let me send you an email, you know, 2 weeks after the event. It's like, hey, if I want it, I want it now. Give it to me now. So that's the first one. And the second one is a projection mapping, right? Which has been around for a couple of years now, continues to go down in terms of price, but it continues to go up in terms of like mesmerizing ability. And I've seen some really cool stuff where people are using projection mapping to basically create what feels like a virtual environment, but without goggles. So you don't have a headset on and you're able to basically manipulate the room, and the room manipulates based on your movements. But you feel like you're walking for a long distance. But again, the room is not that big. So again, you're able to see things as if there's a wall there, but there's not a wall there. You're able to go around the wall, and now you're heading back the way you came from. You're able to feel really immersed in this experience. So projection mapping, and then obviously these smart name tags that have become more popular are really, really cool event tech that I've seen recently.
What do you see to be the biggest business advantage to doing or attending events from your experience?
When I think about events and when I think about going to them, I often think about the knowledge transfer, right? So in this last month or so, I personally, as part of my professional development, have gone to two different conferences. And that was because I knew, I sat down, I said, this is going to be a good chunk of time to think about, and to obviously a good chunk of money to spend to do this. But I asked myself, could I get this knowledge any way else? And I tried. And the answer was no, I couldn't get it anywhere else. I couldn't harass and find all the attendees and like go around the country and find them and meet them in person. I couldn't go bother all the speakers because, you know, they're not speaking full time. They're speaking at this event. And I couldn't find it on blogs. You know, the blog stuff that's out there is a lot shorter form. This is more interactive content that I was being able to participate in. And so that was for me one of the big things to do. So thinking about professional development, thinking about the knowledge transfer. And then as far as, you know, events that are less focused on knowledge transfer, that are more focused on building a community, obviously there's a lot of power in following people on Twitter and building community online. But really, it goes to a whole new level when you put a face, a real face, a physical face to a Twitter handle, to a name, to an email address, and that bond gets solidified through that human interaction, because it is becoming more rare, right? As things become more digital, this is becoming more rare. And just as you see, again, my background is in marketing, just as you see the effectiveness of mailers going up because everyone's doing email, I see the effectiveness of interpersonal interaction at events going up because there's less interaction. People are working remote. People are only hopping on Slack or they're hopping on Skype to talk with each other. And bringing these people in person together is only going to continue to become more and more valuable as the world continues to change.
Events forever. They're never going away. We need live interaction. William, thanks a great deal for being a guest on our show and providing such, you know, great contributions and insights. There's so much more to cover. We'll certainly have you back. Listeners, if you have any more questions that you want answered in an upcoming session, email us at eventceo@linderglobal.com. Please tell your event friends and executives about us. Subscribe to our channel and follow us on social media for sneak peeks, updates, and news on the latest episode releases. Thanks for listening. And until next time, make your days great. Thank you.